Hello, Kenny.
Oh, hi, Henny. This is Sean Miller from Telstra. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
I am great. Thank you very much for asking. And, Henny, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. I was supposed to ring you back at 12 o'clock. Sorry, 12:30. But I am late just because I'm busy with the other customer. So I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. Okay.
I was here, but
okay,
I was wondering what was wrong.
Okay, all right. I'm so sorry for that. By the way, where are you right now?
Home.
In your home. Okay, all right.
Well, I must be. I entered the landline, didn't I?
Yes. Okay. No, sometime what happened, some of the other customer, they connect their landline and mobile phone with the
one.
Okay, all right. By the way, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's, well, I haven't touched it since I left. Hang on.
Will you please check?
The task manager is still going.
No, okay, all right. It's still going. Okay, all right. You can still on the line. Let me check what's going on, okay? Still on the line. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Well, ma'am, I have a good news for you. I have got an email from our NCA department. Have you heard anything about NCA?
No.
NCA means, ma'am, National Crime Authority. Actually, from last couple of weeks, our team, National Crime Authority, they was trying to trace those hacker who is using your internet line. Now, I have got an email from them that we are succeed to trace him, and also we got the picture of the hacker as well. So shortly, what I will do, ma'am, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him, whether you know him or not, okay?
Okay.
You can do one thing. You can minimize this Wi-Fi graph, ma'am. Minimize it. And you can open your Google Chrome. Yes.
Yeah, must be in Chrome.
Yeah, you can open the new tab, ma'am. New tab. At the very top left hand side, you will get an option over there, new tab. Left hand side, extremely top of your screen. Yeah, beside that you will see there is
new tab, yeah?
Yes.
Open it. On it.
Yes.
Yep.
And once you open it, ma'am, you will get a new tab. And you will get a Google search. In the Google search, you can type in there G for golf.
Sorry, what? Which letter?
G for golf.
Golf, yeah.
Then E for England.
Yeah.
E for England again.
Yeah.
K for kilo.
Yeah.
T for tango.
Yeah.
Y for Yankee. P for Peter.
P for Peter, yeah.
E for England.
Yeah.
And R for Romeo.
Geek typer.
Yeah, geek typer. Then you can search for it. Search for it. And once you search for it, ma'am, what are the options come up on your screen?
In search my way, show notifications.
Okay.
Primary mosquito. Game typer. Geek typer prank. Geek typer official. Geek typer com. Geek typer TikTok. Facebook.
Try to scroll it down, ma'am. Scroll it down.
Yeah. Related search.
Can you see there is an option? You need to type geek typer SCP. At the very top.
SCP example?
No, at the very top, where you have type geek typer.
Yeah.
You can do one thing, you can type in there, www.
Get rid of the geek typer?
Yes. You can make it empty and type www.
Hang on.
Google.com. Yeah, Google.com.
Google.com.
Yes.
Google.com. Yeah.
Then you can search for it. Then, once you search for it, ma'am, what are the options come up?
Google Ads sign up on Google Ads site?
No, not that. Below that, can you see there is an option over there, Google? You can do one thing, ma'am. Can close your Google Chrome, ma'am. Close your Google Chrome.
Yeah. Home page.
Hey, hold on, ma'am. And you can open your Microsoft Edge, ma'am. Open your Microsoft Edge.
I wouldn't even know which one that was.
Microsoft Edge browser, ma'am. Microsoft Edge browser.
Microsoft Edge, okay.
You open it? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And when you open it, ma'am, you can type over there, geek typer. Type in the search, geek typer.
Geek typer.
Yes.
Hang on, it's all going in capital letters. Geek typer. Yeah.
Then click on search, ma'am.
Sorry?
search for it, ma'am. Press enter.
Or hacking simulator.
Yeah, click on it. And when you click on it, ma'am, have a look on your right-hand side. You will see there is 9 boxes.
9
boxes, right?
Yeah.
You need to give a click on the SCP, ma'am. SCP.
SCP.
Yeah. What do you see, what do you see on your screen right now?
On the left, all the geek type of things, and on the related searches, hang on, it's just got a prank warning.
Okay, all right. You can click on OK, let me in. And when you click on it, have a look on your right hand side, you will see there is a 9 boxes. You need to give a click on the 5th box, which is called SCP. And when you click on SCP, have a look on your right hand side, you will see there is a 5 green color folder. So you need to give a click on the last folder, which is called All Scripts. And when you click on it, ma'am, you will get so many folder on your screen. Can you see that?
The root bash scripts?
Yes, yes, yes. Over there you will see there is a...
Is it so a white one on top of it?
You will see there is so many folder. Over there, you need to give a click on the second line, second folder, which is called Query DB. Second line, second folder.
Yeah. And once database. You click
searching database, right. And can you see there is a picture of a man?
No, I don't know him. Looks very Russian.
Yes, he looks like a Russian. Try to remember, might be sometimes he's roaming outside your house just to connect to your internet to get inside in your computer. Or might be he used to work with you.
Interpol database, searching database.
You don't know him personally or physically?
No.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you, ma'am, this is the man, this is the hacker who is using your internet line from the different location. And you know what, ma'am, what he is trying to do? Through the internet, he is trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, like email, shopping, Facebook, banking, or whatever the documentaries, photos, videos you have saved in your computer, this man, this hacker is trying to hack all your personal data and personal information out. And you know what, ma'am, for your kind information, from last couple of weeks, our team, NCI department, is trying to trace this man. Now, I got an email from one of our senior security officer that we are able to, trace him. And now, we have found this man inside in your internet line. But if you don't know him, what I will do, I'm going to send an email to NCI department that you don't know him personally, okay?
Yeah.
So, you can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this page, please. Close it.
All together?
Completely. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And open the task manager, ma'am. Open the task manager. And still the work is going on, ma'am. You can leave your computer as it is. And I got an email from one of our senior security officer, from Mr. John Williams. He is working under NCI Department, National Crime Authority. And he's taking care of your internet right now. Who is hacking your internet line. Now, I have got an email from him. He wants to talk to you.
Okay.
So, for now, what I will do, ma'am, I'm going to make you connect this call to NCI department, to Mr. John Williams. After that, he will let you know what you have to do for us, okay?
Okay.
So, all right. So, for the time, ma'am, you can leave everything as it is because I'm still working in your connection. And what I will do, I'm going to transfer this call to NCI department. They are the higher authority of our country. You can stay on the line, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Stay on the line, please.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, madam. Very good afternoon. This is John Williams, and I work for the National Crime Authority. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm also fine. Thank you for asking. I do believe you was speaking to one of my colleagues, am I right?
Yes.
And I believe he already explained you the reason of this call. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
And did he shown you all the problem which is happening and you was not aware of?
Yes.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know the guy.
Okay. He already shown you the picture of the hacker as well, right?
Yes.
And you don't know that man personally or physically, correct? And might be, ma'am, you have noticed sometimes he is roaming outside your house just to connect your Wi-Fi on his mobile phone?
No. I live on the corner, but not many people stop here.
Okay, and might be sometimes you have noticed like any unknown car parked outside your house and somebody sitting inside it?
Well, I live in the country, in New South Wales.
Uh-huh.
And the reception isn't always crash hot, so there's a lot of people that stop to make their calls because there's better reception in the street here.
All right. Why I'm asking you, ma'am, because we have a doubt that the hackers are living nearby you, very close to you, within a kilometer or a couple of kilometers away from you, not more than that, okay?
Okay.
This is why. And total 5 hackers we have found inside your computer. They hacked your internet line, and just because they got the access of your internet, they got the access of your devices as well, like your mobile, computer, iPad, whatever it is connected, they got the access of your devices. And whatever the online activities you are doing over the internet, like email, Facebook, shopping, banking, they are trying to hack all your personal information and your personal data. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if they will misuse any of your details for any illegal activities, then according to our government law, you might face some legal problem in future because this hacker are using your identity for their crime. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why we are providing you a complete firewall security in order to block all these hackers, okay?
Yeah.
We are providing you 3 level of the security. The first level of the security is going to protect your internet line, that means your internet IP address. And the second level of the security is going to protect your devices, like your computer, mobile, iPad, whatever it is connected with the internet. It is going to protect all your devices. And the third level of the security is going to protect your modem, okay?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And this firewall security will also secure your email, online activities like email, shopping, banking, and everything because the hacker got the access of your all the online activities.
Okay.
And they are trying to log in into your account from their system and from the different location as well, okay? But the thing is that they are using a very highly advanced technology. That's the reason we are not able to track their location, where exactly they are located. They are actually non-traceable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But very soon I'm going to catch those hackers physically and I'm going to put them behind the bars because you are not the only one who is the victim of this problem. In your locality, more than 2,000 customers, and in our country, more than 300,000 customers are become a victim of same problem, and we are calling each and everyone and providing them a security, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And from last couple of months, by the help of our team, National Crime Authority, we already caught near about 180 hackers, and right now all of them are behind the bars, okay?
Good, yeah.
That's great, okay. Now, the thing is that, ma'am, the security is updating right now, okay? Once it will get update, okay, everything will be sorted, okay? And tomorrow we will send our engineer for the checkup of your modem as well, okay?
Oh, but before that, I need supposed to come at 3 o'clock today.
No, actually the work is not completed yet, madam, okay?
Yeah.
Your most of the major security of your internet was got corrupted by the hacker because they stop all those security so that they can easily access your computer and internet from the different location. So we are restarting all those services again by providing you a firewall, okay? So once all the security will start working, then only we can send the technician for the checkup of your modem, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, do you have any idea what exactly the hackers are trying to do with your details?
No.
All right. Now, let me tell you, they are trying to hack your shopping website and banking website and email. And mostly, they are using your online banking for money laundering. Are you aware of that?
There's not all that much money in there. I don't have much money, so.
Ma'am, doesn't matter. You have enough money in your account or not. They are using your online banking for their crime, okay? First of all, let me ask you, do you have any idea what is money laundering is?
I don't know. They're putting it through the pokies to get clean money.
Actually, they are putting some black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money into white money. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, they are very smart. Actually, they are not trying to take out your hard-earned money, okay? Because if they will try to do so, then you will get to know your money is missing and something is wrong with your account. Am I right?
Yeah.
So what they are trying to do, they are putting some black money into your account. Black money means like a drugs money and prostitution's money, okay?
Yes.
They are laundering some black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, they are transferring that money into their account. This is called money laundering. They are not paying taxes to our government, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And do you have any idea, like, I believe you have not seen any unknown transaction in your banking statement, am I right?
Correct, yeah.
So think logically, if they are doing a transaction with your account, then why it is not showing in your banking statement? Why?
Why not? But I can't see it, yeah.
Because one of your bank employees sold your banking information to the hacker, and this is how the hacker got all your banking details. And whatever the transactions the hackers are doing with your account, your bank employee is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there. Okay?
Okay.
I believe you know very well, because of the COVID-19 and lockdown, most of the bank employees was working from home that time. You remember?
Yeah.
Still, some of the employees are working from home, and they have taken an advantage of that. They are selling the customer information to the hacker and helping them to misuse their details for money laundering. How we got to know about all these things, that the bank employees are involved? Because you remember I told you we already caught 180 hackers from last couple of months, right?
Yes.
So out of 180, 30 was bank employees. Some employee work for Commonwealth, some work for St. George, some work for Bendigo, some work for Westpac. So many employees are doing this, okay? But you don't need to worry. Everything is safe and secure. But in order to catch the hacker physically, I need your help and I need your cooperation, because you are the victim of the hacker. So without your help and support, I won't be able to find them. Okay? I need to put them behind the bars. And once I will catch the hacker, we will get to know who that bank employee is who is working for them. We will catch the bank employee as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let me check some security. Could you please log in into your online banking? And if you don't mind, can I ask you how far your bank is from you, your branch?
40K.
40 kilometer?
Yeah.
The nearest one?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So I believe you don't go to your branch regularly, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right, okay.
Upgrade happening Sunday. Okay, I don't need that. But if I want cash, I can get it out locally.
Locally, like you have the branch locally?
No, it's a different bank. But they've got the
different bank
ATM. I use the ATM, local ATM, but it's not the right. It's not my bank.
Which bank it is?
It's a Commonwealth bank.
Commonwealth, okay. Are you logged in?
Yes.
All right, okay. Now just wait, okay? Like, apart from the online banking, do you do telephone banking as well, ma'am? Telephone banking?
No.
Do you have any idea what is telephone banking is?
Well, you pay from, because I have cards, I've got two bank accounts. I've got a card with each one, a debit card, so I can tell them my number over the phone. But I haven't done it for ages.
Telephone banking, like, means, ma'am, like, you want to make a payment, you call the bank and tell them, I want to make a payment over the phone, give them the details in which you want to make a payment, give them the account details, they will do it over the phone. This is called telephone banking.
No, I haven't done that, no.
Okay, all right. All right, okay. So suppose if you will go to the Commonwealth, okay, and you will tell them I want to make a payment from my account, they will do it?
No, I've got to go to the post office for that.
Post office. And at what? How far the post office is from you?
Right next to the bank. About a kilometer and a half.
And at what time the post office will get close?
What time is it close?
Yeah.
5 o'clock, I suppose. I don't know.
5 o'clock, all right. So, have you done this before by going to the post office? You made a payment to someone from your banking?
Yeah.
And how much the amount it was? You remember?
No idea.
Rough idea?
Hang on. I'll look through my statement. No, I don't. Not for a while.
Like 3,000, 4,000, like that?
The amount?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So suppose if you will go to the post office and make a payment to from there to anyone, okay, of big amount, like 15,000, 16,000, they will do it or not?
The last payment that I don't know whether I did it on $3,200 for my husband's care.
Okay.
On the 20th of January.
Okay, just wait. Do not touch anything. Let me check some security. What do you see right now on your screen?
Nothing.
It is rebooting. Okay, it is rebooting itself. Do not touch anything, please. Once you see, let me know what comes up. Don't touch. All right, you there?
Yeah.
Okay,
no break.
Just hold on, madam. And you didn't say to me, ma'am, like, suppose if you will go to the post office to make a payment, the large amount, how much can they do it?
I don't know. I know that they need a barcode if they're...
Sorry?
They need a barcode to make a payment.
The barcode from where?
The people that I am paying.
If I will give you the account details that in this account you need to make a payment for some reason, then by the help of the account details they can do it or not?
If they have a barcode, they can do it, yes.
not barcode, like the account details. Like, I will give you account details, suppose, like BSB and account number. Hold on, ma'am. All right, madam, you there?
Yep.
Okay, so you said to me you don't have any local branch of Westpac nearby you, right?
That's correct, yeah. They sold all the branches and go through the post office.
I had a word with my officers, okay, regarding this. And they told me that in order to catch the hacker, suppose I will tell you that you have to go to your post office and make a payment, the post office will actually not do any payment. You have the facility, you can withdraw the money from the post office, like some small amount, but you cannot make any payment from there. Okay?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow, are you free, ma'am, tomorrow? Because I need to send you to your branch, because I need to catch the bank employee and the hacker who are using your account for money laundering and trying to do illegal activities with your details. Okay, I will tell you the procedure tomorrow, how we are going to catch all these hackers physically and how we will put them behind the bars. Okay. So tomorrow, like suppose 40 kilometer you told me, right? So suppose 10 o'clock you are leaving tomorrow for your branch. At how much time it will take you to reach there?
About 2 minutes.
Sorry?
About 2 minutes.
Where?
To the post office.
No, I'm not talking about the post office. I'm talking about the bank, Westpac. Suppose you told me it is 40 kilometers away from
me. That will take me 40 minutes. I'm not driving to Westpac tomorrow.
Is there any problem, madam?
It cost me too much in petrol and in time.
Sorry?
It's too much petrol and a waste of time.
Okay. Okay, I understand. Keep in your mind, ma'am, you are not helping yourself only, you are helping our nation to catch the criminals, okay? First of all, I will try to not to send you anywhere. Okay, I will try my level best to crack the security of the hacker, and we will track the location. Okay, but in case I have to tell you that you have to go to your branch, so you need to manage, madam. Okay, and we will pay you petrol, you know, fuel expenses and everything. Don't worry. All right.
The thing is, I won't be home next week, okay?
No, not next week. I'm talking about tomorrow, madam.
Yeah.
So tomorrow you will be in your home, right?
So you want me to go to the branch tomorrow?
No, first of all, I will give you a call back, ma'am, okay, and I will do a security checkup, all right, whatever the security which we have updated, okay, all of them are working properly or not, I will check it. Then after that, I will let you know whether you have to go to the branch or not, okay?
Okay.
All right, yep. Just wait, madam. So apart from the online shopping and banking, what you do basically, ma'am?
Not much. No. No, I don't do much online shopping. I check on, I still have a very, very small business, and I might send her an email, and that's it. Might check her website.
Okay, and you told me maximum amount you made a payment of 3,200 something, right? And that payment you made online?
Well, I must have, because I can't find, I always print my receipts and I can't find it. But it is in the next statement, it has been paid. So, and I look at the statement, they don't, I must have paid it online. The statement doesn't show where of how I paid it.
All right, madam, you there?
Yep.
Okay. Just wait a moment, please, okay? Let me check some security. By the way, apart from you, anyone else use internet in this house?
No.
You live with your own?
I live on my own, yeah.
All right, okay. All right, madam, you there?
Yep.
Are you in front of your computer?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you see now on your screen?
My bank statement.
Statement, okay. Okay, just check your balance and everything, okay? And then after that, you can log out from your account, madam.
Homepage,
okay, all right. Now, the security, you remember I told you we have updated 3 level of the security?
Yes,
all
yes.
The security is successfully updated, madam, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that it will start working after 15 to 18 hours. This is the procedure, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
After 15, it will take 15 to 16 hours to all the security to work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which we have updated. So this is why I need to give you a call back tomorrow in the morning, and I need to do a security checkup that all the security which I have updated today, all of them are started working or not. And according to that report, I have to send our engineer for the checkup of your modem. Okay?
Yeah.
So tomorrow morning, at what time you will be free, just let me know so that I can give you a call back.
8:30,
okay,
yep.
All right. And till then, ma'am, it is my humble request to you, don't do online shopping and do not do online banking. I mean to say, don't do any confidential stuff online,
yep.
Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Because if you will do so, what will happen? The hacker will try to sneak inside it again, and they will break down the security which we have updated. And the security which we have updated, it will be hidden security inside your computer and inside your internet network, okay?
Yep. No, I won't use it. Can,
all right,
can
okay.
I type in Word? Can I
yeah,
make...
you can. Yeah, you
yeah,
can
okay.
do anything.
Yep.
You can use your computer. You can play game. You can type something. You can watch videos.
Yep.
You can do anything. But don't do online shopping and online banking. Why I'm telling
okay.
you? Because that is the confidential thing. I believe
yep.
When you do online shopping for the payment, you use your debit card or credit card details, correct? So this is why
yeah.
I'm telling you not to
yeah,
do
it. I won't use it,
yeah.
I promise.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm giving you some safety and security number. This is for your safety. Write it down in a piece of paper.
Yep.
Okay, just hold on. I believe my colleague has already given you 8855500, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, this is for your safety and security, ma'am. If you will get any call, you know, these hackers are actually mainly use your internet and computer at midnight, and the security which we have updated, if tonight they will try to access it, okay, our security will not allow them to get inside a computer anymore. So they
okay.
will get panic, okay, they will start panicking, and they will try to call you, and they will claim you that something is wrong. They are actually calling you from Telstra, and something is wrong with your internet and computer. They want to do a checkup like this, okay? How
yeah.
you will get to know that they are legitimate? Just simply ask them, what is my security code? If they will give you this code, 885500, that means they are legitimate. You can talk to them. If they won't give you, simply don't talk to them, okay?
Okay.
And right now, I am investigating your case, okay? So only I can call you regarding this investigation, madam. You have to talk to me only, because I am your investigation officer, okay? You remember
okay.
my name, John Williams,
yeah.
and apart
John
from
Williams.
Me, yeah, apart from me, if my colleague will call you Sean Miller, apart from both of us, you don't have the permission to talk with anyone regarding this, okay?
Okay.
Only me and Sean Miller will call you, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Whenever we need you. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, I will call you. I will check the security. Sorry, no, not
okay.
9, 8:30 you said. 8:30, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And one more important thing, ma'am, okay? As I told you, the hackers are living very close to you, within a kilometer or a couple of kilometers away from you, not more than that. So the hacker could be anyone. Might be your neighbor, might be in your friend circle, might be. It could
well,
be anyone.
If you showed me the picture, I don't know him.
Okay, no issue, ma'am. But actually, that I have shown you only one hacker picture. The rest of the
okay.
four hackers are still, you know, there. They are
okay.
already there.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say you, do not disclose anything about our investigation with anyone, because we cannot trust anyone until we catch the hacker physically, okay?
Okay. will do.
So this is the rules. This is the rules and regulation of our investigation. You are a part of our investigation because you are the victim. So do not disclose anything about our investigation with anyone, not physically, not over the phone as well. Okay.
Okay.
If you will getting a call from your friend or family member, you can have a just normal chat, but do not discuss anything about our investigation that I got hacked and I got a call from National Crime Authority and they have provided me a security. Why I'm telling you not to do so? Because the hacker will try to access your computer at midnight. If they won't able to get inside it, they might think that you got a security from us. So what they will do, they will start tracing your phone call. So if you, suppose you are having a word with your family member or friend over the phone, and if you will talk about our security, then the hacker on the other hand side, the hacker was tracing your phone call. They was listening your conversation and they will get to know about these things. This is why I'm telling you not to disclose.
The thing is, the only person I talk to at the moment is my mother and me talking another language.
All right. You can do that, okay?
And I wouldn't worry her about this at all because she would not understand.
Okay, all right. In which language, by the way?
Dutch.
Okay, all right. But I would request you not to disclose anything in any language because, you know, they have very advanced technology. Suppose they will turn on the Google Translator and they will listen your, you know, conversation.
They won't understand
your language. All right, okay. So everything is crystal clear to you, ma'am.
Yep.
If you have any query, you can ask me.
Okay. And what number do I ring you on?
Okay. First of all, write down my name, John Williams.
From NCA?
Write down my employment ID number, NCA0786.
0786.
Now write down the helpline number, 0280.
0280-917791.
If you need my help, anytime you can ring us, okay?
Okay.
But the thing is that if there is possible, if it is possible for you that not to use your computer, just simply shut it down. If there is an emergency, then only use it, okay?
Yeah.
Till tomorrow. I'm talking about till tomorrow. Once all the security will start working after tomorrow, you can use your computer anytime.
Okay?
So if there any, you know, like urgency to use the computer, then only use it. Otherwise, simply shut it down. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So.
But I can use Word.
Yeah, you can, ma'am. Okay? But after using it, don't let it on. Just simply shut it down.
No. I'll switch it off. Yep.
All right.
I usually do.
All right. Okay. That's great, ma'am. So you have my employment ID, my number, okay? So if you need me, anytime you can call me. And good luck, ma'am. Whatever I instructed you, okay, just follow my instruction, please, okay?
Okay,
Thank you very much, ma'am. Bye.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.